Exodus 39:30-34. And they made a plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and wrote an inscription upon it, like the engravings of a signet, holy to Jehovah. And they tied to it a cord of blue strands, to fasten it on the turban above, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished. And the children of Israel did according to all that Jehovah had commanded Moses. So they did. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its furnishings, its clasps, its boards, its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets. And the covering of ram skins dyed red, and the covering of porpoise skins, and the veil of the screen.
Holiness is clearly signified in the golden plate, with the inscription, Holy unto Jehovah. Suppose a high priest, clothed in all his garments, were standing in front of you. You would see the long robe, the ephod, the shoulder pieces, the breastplate, and the turban. Upon the turban will be a golden plate engraved with Holy unto Jehovah. Surely you will be impressed with the matter of holiness. Holiness was the mark of the high priest's garments, and was even branded on the golden plate. Thus, the full view of the high priestly garments signifies the holiness of God. Second, the turban, the tunic, the girdle, and the breeches were all made of linen. According to the typology in the Bible, linen signifies righteousness. For example, Revelation 19:8 says that the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Therefore, the golden plate is a sign of holiness, and the turban, the tunic, the girdle, and the breeches, all made of linen, are a sign of righteousness. As we consider the garments worn by the high priest, we see gold in the shoulder pieces, in the breastplate, and on the headplate. Gold is the main element of both the shoulder pieces and the breastplate. But even more significant, the headplate was made entirely of gold. Another primary element of the priestly garments was linen. As we have pointed out, gold signifies divinity, and linen signifies humanity. With divinity, we receive an impression of holiness, and with humanity, an impression of righteousness. Holiness is not a matter of sinless perfection. Rather, holiness is a divine nature. Divinity in nature is holy. Therefore, holiness is always related to divinity. Righteousness, however, is a virtue of humanity. The most important human virtue, the virtue that includes all others, is righteousness. If you are not a righteous person, you do not have any other virtues. But if you are righteous, your righteousness will include other virtues. Both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, holiness and righteousness are emphasized